beautiful than the one my parents have here. They have a very beautiful house at the ranch.
Now, what is that? Is that, which do you consider your home?
I don't know. I'm just as close to Roma as to the ranch.
So, I mean, do you...
My home would be Roma, but my property would be the ranch.
Well, where would, if you...
If I were to choose, and where would I go to die? I think I'd die here in Roma.
So you'd want to be buried?
Here, nowhere else.
Not in the ranch?
No. And I think I'd like to be buried with my parents, because then my husband would be free to remarry. And where, if I should die first, we've agreed on this. If I die first, he's to bury me with my parents. Then he's free to marry and be buried wherever his second wife is. Now, if he were to die first, I would take him to his ranch. And I would follow him, because I know I wouldn't remarry, not ever.
Is he closer to his ranch than to...
No, it's just that his parents are buried at the ranch in Jim Hall County. They have a family cemetery, we don't.
So that all the family is buried there?
Yes.
Now, would you be free to be buried with his family?
Yes.
Is that what
I'm very close to his family.
Is that because you're close or because you're his wife?
Because I'm his wife. They're only relatives there, but I'm his wife. I'd be entitled to be buried there. But if I were not close to them, I wouldn't want to be buried there. That's the kind of a person I am.
Well, say you didn't get along with his parents at all. Would they still expect you to be buried there?
They considered it an obligation, but I don't think they would like it.
Well, let me draw a copy.
I can, okay.
Oh, you can.
No, you go ahead and copy.
Why don't you draw on here the house that you, this house, a little floor plan of this house, and what you call the rooms in it.
Now, I'll also tell you something else. At the ranch, we had a very nice house. We were about 30 cousins.
30?
30. My grandfather had a school. He had a special t-shirt from the state just for his grandchildren. My mother never allowed us to go there, but my other cousins did.
What was that?
My mother didn't believe that we should be so private. She wanted us to go to a public school and get along with other children.
So you...
My mother is a character. You'd have to meet her.
Oh, don't worry about making the line straight. That's fine. Anyways, fine. That is very interesting.
She never allowed us to go to the private school my grandfather had for all his grandchildren. And it was only his grandchildren who went to that school.
How long have you lived in this house here?
Like 15 years. I've been married 21.
It's a very pretty house.
You think so?
I like it a lot.
It's comfortable, but that's about all. We have five bedrooms, we have two bathrooms, and then the living room we never use. I hate the living room. I don't know why, I hate it.
The house that you lived in when you were a child, did it have any way to be heated?
Yes, we had a very modern home. We even had an indoor toilet. Some people didn't. We've always had one.
How was it heated?
We had gas.
But when you were a very young child?
Yes, even then, we had everything.
Well, what about at the ranch? I don't guess they would have gas way out there.
Remember, my grandfather was very wealthy. We even had electricity. We had a motor. He had a motor, a power plant, all for a ranch.
Right for your ranch?
We had a playground with swings and slides, only for his grandchildren. We were about 30.
Your cousins, you say, that would be you and who else? Who would be included?
My father had three brothers. My father had two brothers and two sisters. Mostly the children of his other brothers.
And what about his sisters? Where would they be?
The sisters had to follow their husbands. Of course, after my grandfather died, he gave equal parts to his daughters. So now we're all together again at the ranch, because they have their houses at the ranch too.